The Pope staying put. CJ Papa, Fox News. Pope Francis speaking exclusively to Reuters today.
Sono le chiacchiere dei corti.
Denying he's stepping down in the near future and says there's no truth to the rumor that he has cancer. The pontiff added he respects the U.S. Supreme Court decision on abortion at the same time condemning abortion. The 85-year-old leader of the Catholic Church says he's on track to visit Canada this month, hopes to be able to go to Moscow and Kyiv as soon as possible after that. Too dangerous today to search for the 17 people still unaccounted for when part of an alpine glacier in northern Italy broke off and slammed into hikers. At least 6 people are dead. 9 are recovering from injuries when ice, snow, and large rocks thundered down the mountain topped by the Marmolada Glacier. Migrants steaming toward the U.S. southern border. Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs at the border this weekend describing the scene early in the morning.
And you can see behind me, in that little group, there's probably 150 folks right there.
The congressman posting video to his Twitter page. Fox's Brooke Singman has more on how crossing can be a life and death situation.
Last year, at least 728 people died trying to enter the U.S. from Mexico. Another 493 have been killed so far this year. This makes our southern border the deadliest land crossing in the entire world. These figures coming from a new report by the International Organization for Migration, which is a United Nations agency that provides services and advice to both governments and migrants.
The 4th of July, synonymous with baseball, apple pie, and Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest.
Tyler Reddick.
Walker.
The legend goes all the way back to 1916 that our founder, Nathan Handworker, started the contest well over 100 years ago.
It takes place later this morning at Cornell in Brooklyn, New York. That is Scott Walker with Nathan's. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Switzerland, a safe haven for Russian oligarchs and a trading spot for Russian oil, grain, and coal. The accusation from the group Public Eye, a leading Swiss non-government group. It's employing the Swiss executive branch to use all levers at its disposal to stop the financing of this inhumane aggression. Meanwhile, the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, meeting with his defense minister after capturing the Luhansk region. Peaceful demonstrations through Akron, Ohio, following a police-involved shooting that left 25-year-old Jalen Walker dead. Fox's Claudia Cowan.
Walker allegedly sped off, and a routine traffic stop became a public safety threat after police say an apparent gunshot was fired from Walker's car while cops were chasing him. Police say body cam video captured what they believe was a muzzle flash from the car early in the chase. Walker at some point abandoned his vehicle, and the pursuit became a foot chase, with 8 officers yelling at him to stop. The police chief says it appears Walker turned toward the officers in a way that led them to believe he was armed, but he says they will be held to account.
Akron Police Chief Steve Milet says, according to the medical examiner, Walker was shot at least 60 times, adding Walker did not have a gun during that foot chase. More than 30 bodies, some decomposing, are discovered at a funeral home in Jeffersonville, Indiana. Cops going to the Lankford Funeral Home and Family Center also finding the post-cremation remains of 16 other people. The Clark County Coroner's Office is working to identify the deceased. Police are not saying if anyone is under arrest. On the NASCAR circuit,
Tyler Reddick is going to win his first ever Cup Series race.
The call on USA. The 26-year-old grabs a checkered flag Sunday at the four-mile-long America course in Wisconsin. And Wimbledon into its second week. Eight-time champion Roger Federer says he hopes to play on the hallowed grass courts one more time. Federer turns 41 in August. I'm CJ Papa. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.